James chapter 2, verse 22, James points out that for Abraham, well, his faith and his life, his good deeds were working together, and he was made complete through the living out of those good deeds. So faith and deeds, again, there's alignment. And I'll ask the question, is your faith and is your lifestyle, is it in alignment? Is there anything in your lifestyle that is not consistent, doesn't match up, doesn't fit with your faith? If there is, reject it, get rid of it. God wants to transform you so that there is this consistency between what you say you believe and how you live. How you live within church, how you live outside of the church walls. How you live when people are watching, when they're not watching. And so faith and good deeds, they flow, they line up in every setting. You're not a partial or only on certain days or if certain people are around, kind of a follower of Jesus. But instead, it's across the board. It doesn't matter the situation. Your faith, your good deeds, they work together. They're in alignment. And when they are in alignment, you start to grow in your faith. Your faith is not compartmentalized, but now it's part of everything you say and do and believe about yourself and other people and God and how you live your life. And that's sweet. That's who you're made to be. When your faith is completely permeating everything that happens during the week, that's powerful. And that's what Jesus wants for you. So to be mature, complete, not lacking anything. In other words, sanctified, set apart, made more like Jesus. There's so many ways to describe it. All of it means that there's a consistency between what you believe and how you live, and it's 24/7, a relationship with Jesus. So ask Jesus today to just come in and take over in every part of your life so that you honor Him, that you know you are led by the Spirit, so that there's consistency, and again, your faith and your works, they go together, they're working together, you're becoming more mature. And ask Jesus to take those rough edges and to make them smooth so that the Holy Spirit has access to every part of your life. It's a beautiful goal, prayer, and picture of what God wants you to be.